Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect, and my guest today is Keith Yackey, who is the founder and creator of the Amplify Live Experience. Welcome, Keith.
Dush, it is such an honor to be on here with you. I'm excited. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for your time. It's fantastic. You've been a good friend, and you know, it's been great to. We haven't known one another for a very long time, but I feel as though I know you extremely well. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So, you know, before we dive into your journey, let's talk a little bit about the Amplify Live experience. I've heard such good things about it. For our listeners who are, business owners and entrepreneurs, can you just take a brief moment to explain what the Amplify Live experience is and what an attendee can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so cool to be able to be on here to share this with you and with your audience. And I feel the same way. We met and we got to hang out for those few days up in the mountains. It was just like that instant connection. And I think that's rare, but when you find it, it's fun. So
yep, absolutely. When it's there, it's there.
Yeah. So the Amplify Live experience, you know, I specifically chose the word amplify because, you know, I've been an offline business operator. I've invested in real estate and that type of thing. And when I created some of that piece of the business and brought it online, it amplified my success in such a way that I realized, holy cow, the biggest microphone in the world is the internet. And so people with personal messages or the messages of their business need to be online and leveraging this beautifully powerful tool. And so people come out to Amplify Live for one reason and really, well, maybe a couple of different reasons, but the main reason is to say, hey, how can I get my message, whether they're a personal brand or the message of my business, whether they have a, you know, they're a solution-based business helping people figure stuff out, how do I get that message online and what are the best practices to really using the internet to get that message out there, to reach more people, to create more revenue and income for myself, but also have a massive impact on the world for people who are going, we can fix either through our experience or through our products and services.
Fantastic. So what kind of speakers are you bringing to Amplify Live?
Last year we had Gary Vaynerchuk, Sean Stevenson, Dan Martell, and those types. This year we've got some more fun characters as well. Lewis Howes, Russell Brunson, and there's a couple others that haven't fully committed and confirmed, but are also very big names. But even some of the names that maybe some people don't know, like the David Bears and the Pete Vargases and the Nicholas Kucmiches, are absolute just so good and dialed in at what they do, and their results for the people that they teach what they do are so good that I think every speaker speaking from experience, knowing who all these people are, everyone's going to walk away listening to these speakers and be like, wow, that's actionable takeaway. I don't like just speaking and I don't like just speeches. I like when people can take away something that they can implement in their business right then and there and see a result or a bump in the results they're getting right then and there.
Fantastic. That sounds great. So in terms of actionable things that people will be able to, attendees will be able to take away, is that in the area of how to grow their business on the internet, or will that be in personal development? What specific area, or is it going to be a combination of all of the above?
You know, I want to say all of the above because that kind of encapsulates everything. I'm just motivational to begin with. I think if we don't have a motivation to do something, we're not going to do it, even if we have the best tactic in the world. If we're not motivated to do it, it doesn't really matter, right? So I think myself and all of the other speakers, we're all just massively motivated to bring the best of ourselves to the world and to make others better in the world. But there's going to be some very practical steps. Like, a lot of people know how to become, they know how to become a better speaker, but they don't know how to actually go find great stages and how to win those stages. So my buddy Pete Vargas will be there showing you exactly the step-by-step progress and process on how to go land all the stages that you want to, so that way you can actually get your message in front of the right audience. That's just one example of somebody maybe who is using speaking or wants to use speaking to grow their business, and that will be answered there.
Fantastic. That's great. And then where is the event?
The event is in Las Vegas. It's at the SLS Hotel and Casino. But what's special about the venue, it's actually a rock venue.
Oh,
and
very cool.
Yeah, so it's just this whole new vibe. We have drum sets and guitars and amps on the stage because, Dush, as you know, I believe that we all want two things, and that's freedom in life and living on purpose that's bigger than ourselves. And I think that the rock star kind of embodies that. You know, they're tattooed head to toe, and they kind of have they don't give a care what anybody thinks, so they're free in that regard, and a lot of them make, you know, a lot of money.
Sure.
But secondly, they're also living for their craft, or the purpose is to get their art to the world. And so we kind of like to help people unleash their inner rock star, even in the venue.
Nice. So, and what are the dates of the event?
The dates are August 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Okay.
And they will be packed.
August 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yep.
At the SLS in Vegas. Fantastic.
Yeah, man.
That is going to be quite spectacular. So, let me ask you, what are you hoping to take away from the event? Because, you know, as an event organizer, there's all the running around that you do to secure the speakers and make sure they're being taken care of, make sure the attendees are having a good time, getting what they paid for, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, at the end, you're expecting to walk away from the event with something as well. So what would be on Keith Yackey's list of things that you'd like to get out of the event?
Well, I'll tell you, like, the real reason why I created the event and what I like to get out of the event and what we got out of it last year was, like, you know, Dush, you and I, we get to experience this life of freedom. You know, we build businesses.
Sure.
We share our message, and we help people get their message out and build their businesses. And so the biggest takeaway for me is that when people come to our event, A, they say this is unlike anything we've ever seen, but B, they walk out saying, now I get to go showed unlike I've ever been seen before, because they feel like they've been given the permission to throw off their fears, to be who they are authentically, and
sure,
to go show up in the world, the business world, their personal lives, as who they really are. And so when I hear messages from people and they go, wow, that really set me free to go be me, because A, they were in an environment where others are like that. B, they're seeing leadership from the stage, myself and others, that are showing up authentically the way we show up. It gives them and inspires them and gives them the tools to actually show up that way in their world. So for me, that's what I get out of it. And it just rocks my world every time I do a live event.
Fantastic. And so this is the second year you're running the event?
Yeah, this is the second year for doing – this is the second year for this event. Yep.
Wonderful. And we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a spectacular event. We'll talk more about it. You know, we're going to take a short break in a minute. So we just have a minute to go in this segment. So tell me how you happened upon creating the live event. There's lots of different opportunities. What said to you, well, let's do an event?
Well, I've been in the live event space for almost 7 years now, but in a different niche, a different vertical.
Okay.
And so when I saw all the events that were kind of built around this topic that I'm in now, I just had that idea, like, these are some good things and these are some things I want to change. And this is, I believe that live events are the number one place to have the deepest transformation in the quickest amount of time. So I'm like, that on.
Wonderful. And then, so we'll talk about you know, your journey in creating this event last year, because the first time is always a challenge. So how do you feel last year went, and what are some of the exciting things that you're changing from last year to make it better this year?
Well, so last year it was a lot of fun, and anytime you're doing something for the first year, you're like, "How will it be as big as I hope?" You know, all those things, right? We secured some really cool speakers like Gary Vaynerchuk, Sean Stevenson, and you know, I did a lot of the content as well because I'm like, "Hey, listen, there's things that I believe that if others knew this stuff, they would be able to really unleash who they are and unleash their inner rock star and experience freedom and purpose." And so one of the things that I really felt we walked away with last year that people understood, and the way I know this is because so many testimonials came in at the event about what they experienced.
Sure.
Was like, man, this was – these people care. I actually feel like I have permission to go be me. I understand what my mission, my message, my passion, and my purpose is. I know a direction for my very existence, right? And so that was very fulfilling for me. Now, this year, we're going to take that even deeper and even really give more practical how-tos. And we're going to actually be having a lot of breakout sessions where we didn't have them last year. We're going to be doing breakout sessions this year where people can go to get the specific training on exactly where they're at in their business. I mean, Dush, as you and I know, people show up to conferences at all different levels in their business. They're at a different part in their journey, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So
that's cool.
You know, so if somebody says, "Hey, I need to really dial in my Facebook ads," we're going to have a guy who's going to teach, you know, some real best practice out. If somebody's like, "I want to learn how to get on stages," we've got the guy who's going to teach that. If someone's like, "I just need to get my mindset around my limiting beliefs," we've got a guy for that. If somebody says, "You know, I want to move into the high ticket sales area, I think that could be the answer," we have a guy that's going to show best practices for that. How do I start a podcast? You know, like all these things, we have, I believe, some of the world's best teachers that will be there to share specifically, and then you can go and dive into even whatever topic and then go further with that particular speaker or Perfect. That particular group if you want to.
Fantastic. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Keith Yackey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And my guest today is Keith Yackey, who is the founder and creator of the Amplify Live Experience, which is an event that is taking place in Vegas, August 11th, 12th, and 13th at the SLS. Keith, as we were talking about the break, about your creating this event, and you've been in the live event space, but in a different niche prior to this, and you created this for the very first time last year, and it was a huge hit, and you're bringing it back this year. So what were some of the learnings that you had in your other career in the offline world? Because, you know, a lot of people that have grown up in the online world don't understand or haven't had the opportunity to go through some of the great experiences that you have from the offline world that still work really, really well. And so there's a lot of value to bringing some of those offline practices into an online business. So what are some of your learnings from the offline world that you're bringing into the online space now?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. The way I'd like to answer is twofold. Number one, when you're in a live offline situation, people can look you in your eye and tell whether they can trust you and whether you care about them, A. And B, when you're in an offline world, they know where your office is. They know how to come get a hold of you. If you're not fulfilling your end of the bargain, people can show up and be like, hey, you're not fulfilling the way you told me you were. So I would say, in short, those are the two answers. But, you know, for us, it was a part of a seminar company, and people were paying us high dollars to consult them, coach them, and teach them in the ways of what they wanted to do. And the bottom line is, I believe people can just tell whether you care or not, whether you see them as a paycheck, you see them as a dollar sign, or you see them as a human being trying to get from A to Z with less pain and get there quicker.
Sure.
And so I think offline, I was able to really understand and develop my empathy for humans, in the sense that they're coming here, investing in themselves, and really hoping that we can deliver. So that's the one thing that I brought offline to online, that I was like, I just want to really, really make sure that I'm thinking through all of the pitfalls, problems, and situations somebody could be in when they solution, A. And then B, like, really have a customer service team that really follows up, really cares, and answers in a timely manner. And I know that sounds so simple, but I am shocked at the amount of people that just don't respond to customer service questions.
Sure,
simple,
absolutely.
Simple stuff.
And that's unfortunately all too common.
That is.
And see, that's the reason I asked that question, because coming from the offline space, you would think it absolutely unheard of. You would find it shocking that somebody that runs, say, a six or seven figure business doesn't have customer service, doesn't have anybody that pays attention to the customer experience after they've bought.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's somewhat common in the online industry. And so this is one of the great things that you're bringing from the offline industry to the online industry. And you make a really good point about the fact that in the offline industry, they know where you live, they know where your office is, and they can come camp on your doorstep and say, hey, fix this problem or I'm not moving. Or, they show up with two or three of their colleagues and coworkers, and they come sit down and say, we really have a problem. You have to solve this, and you have to solve it, you know. But we don't have that in the online space, and so people tend to get somewhat lax. And thank you for bringing that into the industry, because that is something super special.
Dush, can I add one more thing to that?
Please do.
Again, when I came out of the online world almost 4 years ago, I was shocked at how many people thought they could build a business for free. And what I mean by that is, in the offline world, we're direct marketers. We're paying for advertisement. We want people to see it, and we have to get them to respond to something we put in front of them, right?
Right.
And so I took that offline mentality of, like, I almost don't even believe in free traffic. I know it exists, but I don't even think about it. I'm always thinking about paid traffic or borrowed traffic. And so, one of the opening lines that I share at our event is simply, hey, listen, if you're coming here to figure out traffic, we'll show you a couple of avenues, but your mindset as a business should not be how do I get something for free, but how can I build something that's repeatable and scalable and predictable? And the only way I know how to do that is by buying attention. And we show how to do that. And just to treat it like a real business. Like even though you're online, you're still a real business.
Exactly. Exactly. And the other person you're dealing with who may be behind a computer and who all you know of them is their Skype message or their email message, they're an individual or they're a business too. They're a human being. And, you know, they're spending valuable money on buying your product or your service, and they deserve the best service and support that you promised. You're exactly right. And that is an extraordinarily rare perspective.
Yeah.
So in the creation of, or I should say the transformation of your business from the offline world to the online world, you know, I'm sure you found some interesting things like these types of learnings. What are some of the, you know, you have a unique perspective of, you know, having experienced both sides of the business. I mean, you've been in the offline space. You're now coming into, you have been in the online space as well. You've successfully run events on both sides. So what are some of the disadvantages? I mean, we've talked about the advantages of the offline space. What are some of the advantages of the online space and the disadvantages of the online space that minimize, or the advantages that you're trying to expand on through the event?
Well, I think for me, and this was the biggest thing when I got into the quote-unquote internet, I just could not believe that the message could travel so far and to so many people for so cheap.
Yeah.
We kind of take it for granted. Let's say somebody puts up a YouTube video or they put up a Facebook video and it gets 100,000 views, which is a lot of views. But we forget that is the entire Ohio State football stadium filled
with people
that are interested in what you just put out online. Like, to me, that is just so mind-blowing that we have this advantage to put something in front of that many people for so cheap. To me, that's why I go, wow, the internet is the biggest microphone in the world to amplify any message and every message. And that is literally why I called our event Amplify.
That's a great story. That's a great story. I hope you share that from the stage, because that's a fantastic story. The fact that the internet is the greatest amplifier, and so therefore it's the greatest microphone, and so that's why you're calling the event Amplify Live. That's fabulous. Yep. So let me take you on a slightly different direction.
Okay.
I mean, you've had business successes, in several areas in the offline space, in the online space. If you were to encounter your 18-year-old self, or maybe your 21-year-old self today, what advice would you give him?
You know, this is a question I get asked a lot, and I'm sure you do as well. And the answer is the same every time for me. And I don't know that I'll ever find one that's better than this. And it's only because now I'm almost 40, I look back and I see what actually some of the intangibles of success were for me. And it's this: I would tell my 18-year-old self that's fresh out of high school, or my 21-year-old self that's, you know, working a job or trying to build something, I would say, there are things in your heart that you want to do, and there's a way that you want to do it. And for whatever reason, God, the universe, the infinite intelligence has given you a way of looking at something. Go follow that, no matter how afraid you are to do it, and no matter what anybody around you says, go follow that. And I think, Dush, to be honest with you, I did listen to that early on in my life. And a lot of people are shocked to know that I actually went and started a church when I was 20 years old with some of my friends up in Montana. And I followed that voice, and then I stopped listening to it. And I started listening to others' voices, and it actually led me into a lot of trouble for a few years, business-wise, success-wise, personal life-wise. And it's when I finally got back to saying, all right, on who I am and the way I want to show up and how I want to look at this world, that's when I actually started finding happiness, freedom, and success again.
Very cool. That is awesome. So we're going to take a short break, and we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Keith Yackey. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Get educated and entertained by our panel of on-air experts and peers, and engage with us anytime by following us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and LinkedIn, so you can reach us before and after every program, located on our new social shareable live streaming player. Access the new Cranberry Radio live stream player at our website, cranberry.fm.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's FJORGEdigital.com.
You are experiencing The Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Keith Yackey, who is the creator and founder of the Amplify Live Experience, which is an event that is taking place in Vegas, August the 11th, 12th, and the 13th at the SLS. So, Keith, this has been an absolutely fascinating conversation and so fun. What are you most excited about going into the future?
I'm most excited about, for me personally, stretching some of the boundaries of things that I wanted to do in my life. This is almost unrelated to business, but I've been working on doing some stand-up comedy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because it was a fear of mine. And every year I write down a fear to face this year. And last year, 2017, the fear to face was go do stand-up comedy. So for me, it's pushing the limits of what I believe my potential is and trying new things and learning new things. And then as of recent, you know, I've had some things happen in my life that has given me a keen awareness to be a lot more present and grateful for things that are really right in the front of me in my life right now. So I've got a new mantra that's the living a life of no regrets has been my mantra, so that when I move forward, I'm making decisions that I say, hey, no regrets. But I also have a new mantra now, and that is take nothing for granted. And that is really allowing me to appreciate even the smallest things in my life right now. And it's just a whole new awakening for me.
That is fantastic. And so we're really fortunate that we have so much in our lives, and you know, despite any challenges we might face, we are better off than 99.99% of the world. And we truly have to be very thankful for that. I mean, we have the opportunity to reinvent our lives every day of our lives. You wake up one morning and decide, okay, I'm going to do a live event, and just do it.
Right.
You make it happen. And you decide, okay, I'm going to move from the offline space to the online space. And this is what I'm going to do. And bam, you, a year later, there you are. So that is, that's fabulous. And, you know, you've really summed up a lot of very cool things, which I think you will be showcasing in greater detail at the event at Amplify Live. And I think I would strongly encourage all of our listeners to go check it out. So, Keith, to that point, listeners who are looking to attend Amplify Live, where do they get tickets? Where do they find you? How do they get in touch with you? How do they buy tickets for the event? Give us the scoop.
The scoop, as we say. Perfect. Yeah. Well, again, Dush, before I say that, I just want to, I know as we're wrapping up here, I want to, again, thank you so much for having me on and just even giving me a platform to share some of these golden truths that have helped shape my life. But if somebody would like to know more, they'd like to come to the event, you know, interestingly enough, the way we're doing this event is it's actually free. And all people have to do is put down a $97 refundable deposit. So when they get to the event, we're actually going to give them the $97 back in a check form that they could cash right there. And the reason for that is recently I just thought, you know what? I want people to hear this and I want people to understand this message so bad that I want to put my money where my mouth is. I want to prove to people by giving value first before they ever even have to say whether they want to continue to do business with me or not. So this event actually is free. And they can find that at theampedlife.com/live. Theampedlife.com/live. And the way that's spelled out is theampedlife.com/live. So theampedlife.com/live. There's all the testimonials, there's teaser videos about what we're doing. I'll give them the opportunity to redeem their free ticket, and then I'll send them tons of videos and all this other great, awesome stuff that they'll learn more about the event and more about the stuff and become part of our community.
Wonderful. This is a super great event, and I would strongly encourage our listeners to attend, and I'm looking forward to attending myself. I think this is going to be really fun.
Well, we're happy to have you, Dush, and just so honored to know you, man.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much, Keith. Appreciate your taking the time to spend with us. And we'll come back and tell us after the event. We'll have you on again, and we'll talk about learnings from the event and what you're planning to do for next year.
My pleasure.
Great. Thank you so much.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.